This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wondered about the science behind a simple sigh or why we yawn? This discussion dives into those everyday mysteries and even explores the world of sleep apnea and taping your mouth shut at night. Sounds weird, right?
It does sound a little strange, but it's fascinating stuff. We'll unpack it all.
So let's start with the basics. Sighing, what's the deal? Is it just boredom?
Way more than boredom. It's a complex system involving the brainstem, regulating lung health, and even our mood.
Whoa, mood regulation. I always thought it was just a sign I needed coffee. So walk me through the sighing process. What's happening in the body?
It starts in the brainstem, specifically the pre-Betzinger complex and retrotrapezoid nucleus. These areas control breathing rhythm. Neuropeptides trigger the deep inhalations and slow exhalation.
Right. And the purpose? Is it just to clear the lungs?
It's about maintaining lung health. Those deep breaths reinflate collapsed alveoli, preventing atelectasis. Plus, the slow exhale activates the parasympathetic nervous system, a calming effect.
So it's a built-in stress reliever. That's pretty cool. Okay, let's move on to yawning. Another everyday mystery. Is it contagious because of mirror neurons?
Exactly. Mirror neurons play a big role in contagious yawning, linking it to empathy and social bonding. But it's also about thermoregulation and arousal.
Thermoregulation, you mean cooling down the brain?
Precisely. The deep inhalation of cool air helps regulate brain temperature. It's why we yawn when you're tired or overheated.
So it's not just boredom, but a vital bodily function. I see. Let's shift gears to sleep. CPAP machines are a lifesaver for many, but how do they actually work?
They provide constant pressurized airflow to keep airways open during sleep, preventing the collapse of soft tissues and eliminating apneic events.
So it's like a constant breath of fresh air, literally.
Exactly. This improves gas exchange, reducing hypoxemia and hypercapnia, and improving overall cardiovascular health. It also improves sleep quality.
But I've heard compliance is an issue. Yeah, that's a problem. Speaking of sleep, what about mouth and nasal taping? Is there any real science behind that?
Nasal breathing is better for oxygen uptake, humidification, and warming of air. Mouth taping can reduce snoring by encouraging nasal breathing.
But is it a cure-all for sleep apnea?
Not really. While it can improve CPAP compliance, it's not a standalone treatment for OSA. There are potential risks like skin irritation and breathing obstruction.
So it's more of a supplemental tool, not a replacement for proper treatment.
Right. Let's talk about the dangers of untreated sleep apnea. It's more than just snoring, right?
Absolutely. Untreated sleep apnea is linked to serious health problems like hypertension, heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, and even dementia. It also weakens the immune system.
Wow, that's a pretty serious list of consequences. It really highlights the importance of diagnosis and treatment. That's scary. So we've covered a lot of ground. Sighing, yawning, CPAP, and mouth taping, all connected to breathing and sleep.
And all highlighting the intricate connection between our respiratory system, our nervous system, and our overall health. Even seemingly simple actions like sighing have complex physiological roles. It's amazing how much is going on beneath the surface. It really is. This has been a fascinating discussion. Thanks for shedding light on these often overlooked aspects of breathing and sleep.
My pleasure. It's important to understand these processes for better health and well-being.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.